الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. سلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah, we're all benefiting from the blessings of the month of Rajab. This blessed month is one of the months that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a window of opportunity to cleanse our souls, to cleanse ourselves. The first thing regarding cleansing that we need to engage in is the willingness, the want, the desire, the strong and firm and unwavering decision to never commit a sin again. What causes us to not be able to make progress spiritually towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what causes us not to be able to be part of the genuine social justice movement of the Imam of our time, what can cause us, if we are apparently part of that movement, superficially part of that movement, we chant the chants for that movement, we speak the speech regarding that movement, we do all of those things, we engage with people who are part of that movement, but when the time comes, we will not only depart, we will be the problems that are within the movement. What causes all of that is our injustice to our souls, our injustice to ourselves, our violation of God's laws regarding our personal lives, first and foremost, our dealings with ourselves within our thoughts, the decisions we make regarding our relationships with our relatives, with our family, with our siblings, with our parents, with our spouses, with our children. All of these in our personal lives, what is halal, what is haram, what is wajib. If we don't make a firm decision and make that change within ourselves, that we will never violate God's law in regards to whomever it is, regarding ourselves, regarding others, no matter how tough it is and what consequences may come our way due to abiding by those laws. If we don't make that firm decision, then being part of the movement of the Imam is only superficial. The month of Rajab is a time where we can make that change. That is true tawbah, if it's followed up with action. If we back it up with our deeds, if we follow through with that decision never to violate any of God's laws, that's the only path to purification. People that have purified themselves can truly be part of the social justice movement of the Imam of our time. Otherwise, if I haven't cleansed myself, as much as I would want, currently I see corruption and I'm against it. When I have the means to be involved in corruption, because I'm corrupt within and I haven't cleansed myself from that corruption, I will be involved with that corruption. And God forbid that that happens. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the right of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, his household, his daughter, the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, that he helps us with this process and we're able to make progress in that regard. It's not something that happens overnight. We should make a firm decision and we should try our best to follow through. If we fail, we slip, we fall, we need to get back to that decision, get back on our feet, move forward again, try again and again until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us and we move past the stage and we start to purify beyond just the wajib and haram. That is the first step of purification. Last week, before we had our session some events, important events took place that are very relevant to all the justice-seeking people of the world, those especially with the ideology and belief in Islam, the full version of justice, not only on a particular economic and social status level. For Muslimin who realize that justice is beyond just that, it's much more relevant to all of us. And that was what happened on the border of Syria and Iraq. There were bombings, there were targets that the American military striked at. Those targets belong to believers. I didn't address that for reasons in the last session that we had, last week's program. I want to address that this week. And there's a couple of things that we need to understand regarding what is happening there. The first is related to that particular part of the world. In regards to the great believers in Iraq that were targeted, the Hashd al-Sha'bi, the elements of Hashd al-Sha'bi, Kitab Hezbollah, and also the other elements of Hashd al-Sha'bi that were alongside Kitab Hezbollah that were targeted. Regarding them and what the plot of the kuffar there is, and what progress the believers have made, and what actions they took, understanding this is important. So when Biden has come in, the U.S. is trying to send a message after the assassination of our dear Haj Qasim Soleimani and our dear Haj Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis in Iraq as the leader of Muqawama, our beloved leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, mentioned that the revenge and avenging the blood of these shuhada is only to remove the evil of the U.S. from the region. Not the military presence, the evil of the region. Others, some of the commanders of Muqawama, some of the lower level leaders of the Muqawama mentioned the military presence. The leader said the evil presence, huzure sharur, means the evil presence of the United States needs to be removed. That's more than just the military presence. The presence of the United States in any country within the embassy of that country means that there's evil, there's shar of the United States presence in that country. All the plots against mu'minin and mu'minat and against any innocent people that are made regarding any part of the world starts with what happens in the embassy of the United States in those regions. Those embassies need to be removed as well. And the model is people removing, people coming forward as they did in the Islamic Republic. People came forward, they entered the embassy and they said, we don't want this embassy here. The people of Iraq, the people of Syria, the people of Lebanon, the people of Yemen, the people of Iraq, the people of all Muslim countries and any other country that realizes the evil of the United States should do the same. But at least right now, for the martyrdom or due to the assassination of these two commanders and the revenge that has been promised, what needs to be done is to remove the evil presence of the United States from the region. Inshallah, that is happening. One of the things that happened after that decision was made and the believers in Iraq and in Syria and also in Lebanon, as Sayyid Hassan mentioned, that if they start going back horizontally, that will send a strong message. So they started this and the believers in Iraq started to act. Alhamdulillah, they started targeting U.S. military operations in Iraq. They did not target the embassy. As I said, that's not something that the believers will attack in a military fashion. That will have to be a people's decision. People of Iraq need to come to an understanding that that needs to be removed. When that happens, then that's the right time. And they will go without weapons, without being armed, and they will say, you need to leave. And they will take them out of that embassy. That will happen. But military operations and military action needs to be taken against military presence. The military presence of America is illegal in Iraq. It had been illegal, but even more so after that assassination, the Iraqi parliament made it law that the Americans have got to leave, and the other elements of the coalition have got to leave. They're not here based on the request and the want of the Iraqi people, as opposed to the Islamic Republic, and as opposed to Hezbollah, because those two were actually requested by the Iraqi officials and the Iraqi people. They wanted the help and the support of the Islamic Republic and Hezbollah, and they went forward, they came in, they helped and assisted the believers in Kurdistan, in the Shia areas, in the Sunni areas, and helped get rid of Daesh against the will of the Americans. The presence of the United States and other coalition members is illegal in Iraq. It was from the beginning because the cause was not just, but since this law was passed in the Iraqi parliament and there's no legal grounds even on paper for them to be there, they have got to leave. But they are working against that. They do not want to, against what they say about democracy and people get to choose their own fate. The Iraqi people have chosen their fate. They elected these officials. These officials have decided the Americans must leave, but the Americans say, no, we must stay. So the only way to get rid of them is for the believers to start taking military action against them. And that has started. They've been doing that over the last year. And alhamdulillah, they've made good progress. They're exerting more and more pressure. That was during Trump's period. Now that Biden has come in, his connection with the factions that are warmongers, but they presented in sugarcoating, and they try to hide, just like Obama, his predecessor in the Democratic Party. Of course, he was part of that government as well. Their method is not to be loudmouths like Trump was, and to be irritating in language as well as action, but it's to be harsher in action against the innocent people and to try to sweet talk people into what they're doing in their language. And so they came in and they spoke against Trump being such a horrible figure. But now, early on in his administration, they are trying to send a message that we are not going to tolerate this any longer. So because of that, they attacked the bases of Kitab Hezbollah, which is one of the strongest against the Americans. It's been there before the formation of Hashd al-Sha'bi, and it's been working against the military presence of the United States in Iraq before the formation of Hashd al-Sha'bi and before recent events as well. So they targeted them, and this is not the first time they're targeted. They were targeted during Trump's administration as well. Anyhow, so this attack is there to try to signal to the Iraqis that we are going to be harsher. There's a couple of points that needs to be understood in regards to this current attack. The United States insists on saying that these groups were attacked in Syria and not in Iraq. That's important to note. The other thing is the follow-up. I'll get back to that first point. Keep that in mind, that the Americans insisted this was in Syria, although some sources from Iraq said that it was not in Syria, it was on the border, and therefore it's not really in Syria. And it's pretty much in Iraq as well, if not entirely in Iraq, but the Americans were insisting that it was in Syria. The response of the Muqawama to this message that the Biden administration is trying to send is that if you step it up, we will step it up. They launched 10 Katyusha rockets against the same base that was targeted after the assassination of the two great commanders of ours, Hajj Qasim and Hajj Abu Mahdi. Ayn al-Asad was attacked by the Muqawama, 10 Katyusha rockets. And there were casualties that were not reported in Western media, but it definitely hurt. And there was a response from the American administration afterwards. And that response was that we're not going to be hasty in responding to that. This is pretty much some of the details of what happened. We went over the history of the attacks against the American military presence in Iraq, and this recent episode of what happened, the details of what happened. Now let's analyze a couple of points. The Americans have been weak because of the foundation of weakness, which is the foundation of kufr and denial of God. That's always been there. But it's become more evident and more apparent in many ways over the last few decades. For those who are observing, it's very clear. In the particular context of Iraq, the strength of the muqawama has been constantly and consistently increasing, and the power and the ability of the American presence in Iraq has been decreasing consistently. And anyone who comes into office obviously would like to change that around, because losing Iraq is a huge casualty, a huge loss for them. They have spent a lot of money, and they have spent a lot of other resources, human resources, resources of public opinion forming mechanisms, or the media basically, the trust of the media. They sacrificed the trust they had built by attacking Iraq. They were pretty blatant lies about how they would want to attack and why they would want to attack Iraq and why they would want to stay. They spent a lot on that operation. And if they are forced out of Iraq, the military presence leaves and their influence shrinks even more, and Iraqis take matters into their hands even more, then what's going to happen is that all that money, all those resources spent will be going to waste. So any administration coming in would like to do something, and they try something and then they fail. Trump failed, now it's Biden's turn. He came in early on, the first thing he does, military operation against members of Hashd al-Shaabi in Syria, though. Why in Syria? This is one of the signs of the weakness of the American presence in Iraq. If they were strong enough, they would be attacking Iraqi forces, Iraqi Hashd al-Shaabi within Iraqi borders. But they have lost that strength, and therefore they have to attack them outside of Syria, according to them, although that may... That's probably a half-lie. It is probably not entirely true. However, them insisting on it means that they are weak. If they were strong enough, they would openly attack Hashd al-Shaabi, and they would take the blame for it. They saw that Trump, the idiot, took blame, and he bragged about being responsible for the assassination of our two great leaders and commanders, Hajj Qasim and Hajj Abu Mahdi, and they saw the consequences of that. So they wanted to do it in Syria. That itself shows weakness. The other thing is in regards to the response of the Muqawama and the response of the United States administration towards the Muqawama. Before getting to that response from the Muqawama, I want to address the response of the U.S. After the 10 rockets were launched and the casualties and the damage, whatever was done to Ayn al-Assad, the responses were not going to be hasty in responding to that. That means basically we're not going to respond to it right now. If they had the power and ability, with much less than that, they would go forward and do and blow up a whole country. They don't really care. That's how they behaved in Iraq. That's how their soldiers behaved in Iraq. That's how their military behaved in Iraq. The only reason why they're not responding and destroying all of Hashd al-Shaabi or half of it or even a brigade of it is because they're too strong and the Americans don't want the consequences. They did not expect that Hashd al-Shaabi would respond so significantly and so quickly. That's the stance of Hashd al-Shaabi. That's the stance of Muqawama in Iraq. They're strong and they're not going to take any type of... And the only thing escalation will cause if the U.S. causes any form of escalation without leaving, the only option they have is to leave. If they don't do that and they want to increase, they want to escalate matters and start attacking and killing, the response is going to be greater than what they did. What they attacked in or as they say on the Syrian side, were a few buildings that had been vacated. There was only one shaheed, a few wounded, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them all and protect them all. But what would have happened if they hadn't been evacuated would have been a greater number of casualties and so on. However, the believers had left that area, so that again shows the strength. So the muqawama in Iraq is strong, as stronger than it has ever been, and it's only going to get stronger by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Americans are weaker than ever, and they are getting weaker and weaker. This incident, instead of causing the Biden administration to have a stronger presence in Iraq and to try to show that we have more strength and we're willing to go to length for that, it showed their weakness because of the retaliation of the muqawamah. When the believers respond based on their taklif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists them, and you see this great victory. Instead of that causing the muqawamah to be attacked more significantly as a result of their response, you see that it's the kuffar that pulled back and they say, we're not going to retaliate right now. This is important. The next and the last point here is for all those brothers, sisters that were pushed into and made to think that Biden is better than Trump, I want all those, I don't want to get into mockery or, God forbid, attacking any of our people, any of the believers, any of those who believe in justice, any of those who believe in making the world a better place. Some of those who said those things about the Biden administration and voting for him were genuine people. And so we're not saying this as mockery or as attacking. It's none of that. It's just taking a lesson. Let's all open our eyes, brothers, sisters. We should all be together. And we should realize that the taghut in this country, the administration in the United States, it's not this administration or that administration. History has shown over and over, and this was another incident that established the same point. It doesn't matter if it's Democrat or Republican, a Democrat or a Republican, either way, we're going to have bloodshed, we're going to have issues, we're going to have problems. They're not there. This establishment, I mean the whole system, the United States government is not in place to serve mankind. It's not in place to allow people who want to serve mankind to be in that position. It's there to allow those who are willing to do whatever it takes to have the elite in this country and the global elite, the Zionists, to keep them in power, be their police, use the American military to push forward the agenda of the Zionists and the world elite and the U.S. elite. That's what the U.S. government is for. Everything else that it does is either out of necessity or it's, although it seems nice and good, it's to enable it to keep those positions open and to keep the agenda of the elite of the world in place and keep them in power, keep them ruling, keep them stealing the resources of the world. This is the reality of the situation. If we want change, we should not be talking about this candidate or the other candidate. We should be enlightening ourselves and others that the whole system is corrupt to the core and the system needs to change. And this change needs to come from bottom up. This change needs to come from the people. The people need to become more and more aware of the reality of the problem, not a superficial explanation, not blaming it on this person or that person. It's not this person or that. Replace that person with another one. You'll get the same results as we have seen over and over and over. We need to understand the real problem is the whole system. That system needs to change. And we all need to also understand what is the right replacement for this system. That is a conversation that we need to have with and amongst ourselves, and also make that the conversation of everyone, all people. People are the ones who actually do carry the power. People are the power. If the people are naive, if the people are unaware, if the people don't care, if the people are worried about their personal lives, and they're willing to sacrifice the good of the nation for their own personal gain, then we will continue to have these problems. People need to be aware. They need to realize that either we collectively are making progress and are living prosperous lives, or we will collectively suffer. Those are the points that we all need to understand in regards to this administration. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us be part of that enlightenment first within and also getting that out. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the right of the Ahlul Bayt to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are fighting for justice, sacrificing their lives. We ask Allah to help them, support them, especially our ulama and more so our leader Ayatollah Khamenei. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all of our sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve all of us, all people worldwide, of the pandemic that we're dealing with, inshallah, bin Nabi wa alih. Rahimallah man qara al-fatihata ma'as-salawat.